Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting third. The left fielder, Debs Garms. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Wells. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ed Wells. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rabbit Warsler. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Bob Seeds. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Johnson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hank Johnson. And now, play ball. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp misplays the ball. That's an error on Hodapp. Sharon moves to second. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sharon moves to third. West moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sharon scores. West moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive towards third. Sharon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a line drive into center field. Cook picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cook. Shea moves to third. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sharon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Shea scores. Wells moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garms hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Warsler applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields the ball and throws to Wells covering. Safe. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Seeds reaches second base with a double. Jolly moves to third. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-1 in the game. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shea hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Levy moves to third. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wells takes first base on ball 4. Shea moves to second. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sherin hits a line drive towards short. Warsler catches it and throws to first to double up Wells. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garms hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Campbell is hit by the pitch. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Campbell moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Burns moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Seeds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wells hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 2 in the game. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garms. Werber reaches second base with a double. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sharon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 3 in the game. West takes first base on ball 4. Sharon moves to second. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Sharon scores. West moves to second. One out. It's 4-0, Browns. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Jolly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Marty McManus pinch hits for Hank Johnson. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seeds moves to second. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 3 in the game. Warsler takes first base on ball 4. Seeds moves to third. McManus moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Lovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Klein now pitching. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Melillo hits a line drive towards first. Seeds reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Ed Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garms, who is chasing the ball. Hodapp reaches third base with a triple. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hodapp scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Browns. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sherin is called out on strikes. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. West strikes out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Seeds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Seeds reaches second base with a double. Freddie Muller pinch hits for Bob Klein. Freddie Muller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Warsler hits a fly ball into left field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.